You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You know, I'm from Cleveland.com. The name rings a bell here locally with coaching as well. On the fan hotline, Lance Reisland joining us now. Lance, welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. What's going on?
Dude, we are living the dream right now. We are getting closer and closer to camp, and we started the show actually reacting to your Cleveland.com, fellow Cleveland.comer, Ashley Bastock, saying that that Joe Flacco is the clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job week one. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Ashley's spot on from the fan perspective, but for me as a coach, I think he's the... I think he's in the lead for this reason. He allows the rest of his teammates to play fast. So when you think about when you put a play in and you have to do it on the board and you're in meetings and then you got to go out and walk through it and then you got to kind of go live speed against, you know, against a defense and then you got to make the adjustments to what the defense does and all that kind of stuff. Joe's seen all that. So he allows the guys around him to play full speed a little bit faster than the other guys. Obviously, he gives the ability to stretch the field downfield off play action. Obviously, for me, he's got to protect the ball better. You know, everybody talks about his arm strength, things he has to do. For Joe Flacco to, help the Browns win, which in my opinion has to be the number one goal. Winning is the goal. As a football coach, you have to win. So I think he gives you the best chance to win, especially early. If he can protect the football, I think he gives them a pretty good chance because I think they can run the ball a little bit, and I know they can stop the run this year.
Lance, where do you fall on the other three quarterbacks? You know, Nick and I not as high on Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel. I think a lot of that has to do with the size and the lack of explosion in the passing game with those two options. Maybe a little bit higher on Shador Sanders, where you could see a lot of upside in having an explosive offense. Where are you at with the rest of the three quarterbacks that the Browns have right now?
We start with Pickett. Pickett, you know, I want to see him with live bullets and things going on around him. You know, in Pittsburgh, he was kind of handicapped by Matt Canada, and I'm a big Matt Canada fan. It just didn't seem to work. Pickett's a guy that I understand why Stefanski likes him. He can move his feet very well. He can throw from different launch points. He can throw from the pocket. I think he's got to work on within the pocket, trying to create those lanes. Obviously, when you talk Dylan Gabriel, I was very high on Dylan Gabriel coming out of the draft, along with Shador Sanders. Dylan Gabriel, to me, is a guy who threw for 18,000 yards, and I understand his size is a concern, and he will be an outlier if he is successful. But you don't do the things that he did at those three high-level schools over the course of 6 years and not have some type of ability right now. Obviously he's going to have to create those lanes, but again, I could see why Stefanski likes him. He's very good in the play action game. He's very smart when they get into 12 personnel and they go empty with guys out of the backfield. Samson, he'll be able to process things quickly, get rid of the football. And that's what Kevin Stefanski likes. And if you get rid of the ball quickly, that kind of takes a little bit of the height issue away because you're getting rid of the ball so fast. And then Shador Sanders is another guy. Once again, I've been really trying to tell people, let it kind of work out with him, right? He's gotten way too much praise, but he's also gotten way too much criticism, right? I think they're doing a good job of trying to let these guys learn the system. That'll give them the best shot, right? And nothing really matters. Whoever's in fourth place, it doesn't matter till those pads go on, and then that person can jump up in 2 days, right? So it's really going to come down where the pads go on. But I'm pretty high on Dylan Gabriel. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think Shador Sanders throws the ball very well deep. He's got to work on some of his footwork, and I'm not sure. I want to see Pickett. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt just because I want to see what he does with Stefanski.
Coach Riz, we got some unfortunate news about Quinshon Judkins over the weekend. There's a lot of speculation, but informed speculation about the player conduct policy, where we could see potentially Quinshon getting a 6-game suspension. If the Browns feel like that is the likelihood here, do the Browns need to add insurance in the running back room, kind of betting on the absence of Quinshon Judkins?
Well, first of all, on that issue, right, my dad always told me, even at the high school level, you never want to let somebody else write the narrative for who you are as a person. And when you do those type of things, whether he's right or wrong, and I don't know anything about it, but that's what you end up doing. You allow people to do that. From the football aspect of it, this for me is more about the offensive line and Blomgren going back to what they do. I think they have enough backs in that room. I think if they bring in another guy, a guy like Pierre Strong, he's not a dynamic guy, but he runs vertically, right? He's going to get you to 2nd and 5. If the Browns can win first down on offense and win first down on defense, that's one of the 4 things I think that can make this team successful. And as a coach, I'm hoping they feel that way. I'm hoping they're not thinking about rebuilding. They're thinking about winning football games and how they win football games. And even if they, you know, it kind of goes back to the Shanahan with Terrell Davis, right? It goes, you know, plug and play with that tailback, because we're going to be physical up front. We're going to create big double teams, the gap, the power. We're going to run some pin and pull, and we're going to dictate up front. Whoever the back is, great. But the back has got to get forward, get them to 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6, and then they got a chance to be successful on offense.
Stylistically, you know, I kind of put Quinshon as an every down back, and I think Jerome Ford is maybe underrated here, but I look at Jerome and I look at Dylan, and I say I don't know either guy runs between the tackles consistently enough to replace Quinshon's production. In the power run scheme, which you've did a great write-up on Cleveland.com this week on, that the Browns are returning to, in the power run scheme, do you need a bell cow back type figure?
Well, I think you do, right? And the thing I've really learned about Samson is that everybody kind of went into the draft, and they drafted them both thinking, you know, thunder and lightning. Well, it's really not the case. Samson's a little bit more patient than Junkins. And I like to say Junkins is like runs with his hair on fire, right? He's immediately downhill immediately upon getting the football, where Samson's a little bit more patient. He's very offensive line friendly. He understands run schemes, right? So he understands where the double teams are coming and where he's going to have to be and where he thinks he's going to have to be. So he's very cognitive of what he does. I think Jerome Ford is a 3rd down back. I think he's great at it. I also thought he improved a little bit last year of not having so many of those 0 yards, right? For a while there, he was a home run or nothing. So he did a little bit better job of getting those 2 or 3 yards. Sometimes those 2 or 3 yard runs are the most important thing for an offense coordinator, because then it's 2nd and 7, not 2nd and 10. And then I'll say it again. I think Pierre Strong is a guy, before what they're going to do offensively, I think he's a guy that can help them. And until they get Junkins back, or whatever happens with that, I think he's a guy that can also help him. But for me, that power run game is more about the offensive line and identity than it is the running backs.
Lance, is there any concern, speaking of the running backs, with Dylan Sampson, just as his size? You know, 5'8" is probably a pretty considerable drop off from Quinshon.
You don't like short kings?
I mean, I'm a fellow short king myself. Actually, Dylan Sampson and I share a height there at 5'8". Is there any concern there that he's just a little bit of a smaller back?
Well, you know, like I said, he runs a lot heavier than his lower half. He's thick. I was very him and Junkins, I was actually kind of impressed on how thick they were in the lower half. And that's really, really happened. That's where it really counts, right? And for me, the size is all about the weight. Those guys are so big, right? And your best ability is your availability. And that would be the thing, is can he be the bell cow with like Junkins at 215, 220? That's hard to do at 200 pounds. So I think they're going to have to do a little bit more by committee. But I'll tell you what he'll do. He's a very savvy veteran type guy, that veteran type knowledge in terms, like I said, of understanding what those offensive linemen are doing. So he's going to help those offensive linemen out a lot. I don't think he's going to be a guy that you can give it to him, you know, 20 times, but I think he's a guy that you can get an empty with. I think Pierre Strong is a guy that can get a little bit of run in there. I think Jerome Ford is a guy who's shown that he's gotten better and better as he's gotten more reps. I don't think he's a bell cow, but in terms of till they get that guy who they think is their bell cow back, I think they have the backs that can kind of all do it and kind of, you know, get to what they want to do offensively, which is run the ball on first down and then get into big personnel groups and spread teams out and find matchups.
Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline here with Nick Wilson, Nick Padone here, talking Browns football with the rookies showing up here later this week in Cleveland as training camp gets underway. I know you're more of a film guy, so this is more of a sports talk question. What do you think's more likely? Shedeur Sanders starts week 1 or never plays it down in the regular season for the Browns?
Well, if those are my two choices, I'd say he never plays then. I think because of just the fact he's learning, right? And I say that because where he played at Colorado. So Pat Shurmur did a great job with him. But Fedor, I think, should get a lot of credit for what he did at Colorado. Unfortunately, when you're the offense, defenses kind of prepare for that. So he saw a lot of gimmicky defenses. He saw a lot of heavy pass rush. He had zero pass protection. So that kind of hurt his footwork. And I think that footwork will only get better as he, you know, gets more and more reps. But I don't think he'll be ready. And it's not because he can't. I thought they did a great job of Colorado of saying, you know what, we don't have a lot of time to throw the ball. We have to come up with schemes that get rid of the football quickly. And he did a really nice job of that. Unfortunately, sometimes that messes with your footwork a little bit. He was in the gun a lot more than he probably wanted to be, even though Shurmur tried to get him underneath center a little bit. They just couldn't pass protect and they couldn't run the ball. So he has some bad habits fundamentally that he'll improve on. But if those are my two choices, then I don't think he plays, because I don't think it would be fair to him to play him early until he understands his footwork is good, his fundamentals are strong, and he understands what everybody around him is doing. Once he gets that, you know, I think he's got a pretty good chance to be a pretty good quarterback.
Lance, it's good insight there. As a film guy, could you break down a little bit of what the Browns might see in Dillon Gabriel that made them draft Gabriel 50 picks above Shedeur Sanders?
Well, obviously, you know, taking him in the third round, like you said, they're high on him, right? And you can see exactly why if you kind of go back to it. When they drafted him, it told me that Stefanski is going back to being in charge of the offense. Reason why is because he's really cognitive. He processes information, what he sees defensively, and he played at three different schools, so he's seen a bunch of stuff. And I actually like older quarterbacks because they're more mature and they understand things, right? So he's really good at play action. He can throw the ball from different launch points in and out of the pocket. He's got really good feet. That's where Stefanski likes. So if you think about first down, then when they get into those passing situations, what Stefanski likes to do is I think he's going to get into 12 personnel and with Sampson or Ford in the game, and they're going to go empty and they're going to find the matchups they like with Fannin and Njoku and Judy and Tillman, if he improves, right? Find those matchups against safeties or linebackers. That's what the Dillon Gabriel does very, very well. He'll find that matchup, and then he'll get rid of that football very, very quickly, which helps the offensive line and also kind of takes away a little bit of that height issue that he has. He is an outlier, but I've seen him do so many good things on film, and his arm talent is a lot better than people get a credit for. That kid can spin the football. So I'm excited to see all those guys, but I think that's what the scheme fit is really, really good with Kevin Stefanski and what he likes to do, change the launch points, run game, pass game, et cetera. So I think he's a really good fit. I think Shedeur Sanders is a really good fit as well.
Coach Riz, great stuff, buddy. Always love the energy, love the attention to detail here. You always kill it with us. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much there. And Coach Riz does have on Cleveland.com a write-up on the Browns' return to the power run scheme. A lot of nits and grits there. If you love that kind of football terminology, I was telling him I want to see some like YouTube shorts on it or TikTok videos on it, and he said he's working on that kind of stuff. Really, really fun and interesting stuff there. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline. We'll react to what he had to say and the Browns' insurance plans in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Until we find out otherwise, the Browns probably should expect to miss Quinshon for a part of this season, interrupting a lot of hope that I think Browns fans had at the running back position. I think more importantly, maybe changing their plans about, all right, how do we attack the offense early in the season?
It really does stink because I love the Quinshon Judkins pick. You know, I think you look at him, he just looks like an AFC North running back. You obviously follow along with what he did at Ohio State and was a big piece of that national championship run. So it emphasizes the fact that they drafted Dillon Sampson there in the later rounds and then go back into old friend Jerome Ford, I guess, for what, 6-7 weeks? And it is frustrating for Browns fans because we thought, at least it was sold to us, that you replace Nick Chubb with these two rookies and that this is, you know, tandem in the backfield together are really going to be the future of what this run game looks like in life after Nick Chubb. I don't know. Not without Quinshon Judkins, I kind of miss Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I think that was a fair response. And the fact that he's in Houston for a $3 million deal, and I still think he's going to end up taking that job. I think people have written him off too early. But I look back at Quinshon, and I'm like, I think the other frustrating thing just as a fan was so much of, we talked about at the start of the show, so much of this was we just didn't have to deal with the weight of the Deshaun stuff. We're far enough away from the Mike Hall Jr. stuff without a repeat. It's been a full year that it felt like we could move on from that. And it just felt like, you know, the beauty of this season should be we can just be fans of the team and don't have to have the complication. Now, one of the guys who, even if he doesn't get, especially if he doesn't get a 6-game suspension, every time he touches the ball, there's going to be a fair amount of people thinking about this exact thing. And so I think it just adds a complication. I do think, though, you know, I think we've almost overstated the impact of Quinshon week one. And that, by the way, that depends. Like, running backs absolutely can hit the ground running. Year one, that's one of the positions where guys can just step into a role. Where you're drafted doesn't necessarily matter. But I look at it and I'm like, if Quinshon was the difference between your offense being decent or not this year, then your plan probably stunk in the first place. To me, the whole thing with a running game falls back on the O-line. If the O-line is healthy and productive, any one of the three running backs you had were going to have the ability to be a good, consistent rusher. And so that, to me, I think we're like reverse engineering this. I think as long as the O-line's healthy, I think the running backs are going to give you a chance.
I hope so, because that was the fun part of what made Stefanski ball work with Joe Flacco the last time that this offense had any semblance of life in 2023 was when the run game looked good, and that was even without Nick Chubb, and Joe Flacco was just slinging the football all over the yard. I think another disappointing layer to the Quinshon Judkins thing is it usually takes rookies time to acclimate to life in the NFL. And now that you've got some contract questions about the guaranteed money, and I know a lot of people have had that conversation because he hasn't actually signed his contract yet, like that could make his participation in training camp murky. And then if he's going to miss the first 5, 6, 7 games of his NFL career, well, then by the time he actually gets on the field, it's going to take him 3 or 4 games to get right and to look like an NFL player out there. And then we're looking at probably what's going to be a lost season. You got 5 or 6 games to try to evaluate what Quinshon Judkins' rookie season was. Kind of similar to the Mike Hall thing last year. Like, he played in 8 games, but it really only felt like he played in 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think so. That was, he missed 6 games for suspension and then got injured in December, right when they had the runway. Whereas if you have those, to me, that was more about the injury. Once you got through the stuff, and that's, but I do think this becomes the problem here of all of a sudden, Quinshon, if he is suspended, will need to then come back and be completely healthy. Because at some point, like, why were they so comfortable drafting Mason Graham? Well, because Mike Hall played 8 games last year and didn't do enough to say, don't draft another defensive tackle. Now, they do rotate guys in and out, but, I mean, there's nothing more replaceable than a running back in the NFL. But I think that's at the heart of this. Like, to the people doomsdaying and being like, you're not going to have a chance without Quinshon, I'm like, he's a rookie. Hadn't done a damn thing yet. And this, in the end, if you're that offensive line, Jerome, given we're talking about year 4, year 5 with him, it actually might be better for the Browns that he's out there. Now, do I have concerns about in between the tackles? Yes. Those guys are a dime a dozen. Not because Quinshon's more than just in between the tackles running back, but like, I think it's tougher to find the consistent home run hitters like Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson than it is bell cow backs. Or more specifically, like if you need somebody that can run between the tackles for those 6 games, you call Deontay Foreman back up, right? I don't think Dearness Johnson was a receiving back as well, so that's a little different. But if you need somebody to get you, you know, 5, 4 tough yards, you can find those off the street. If that's all,
so you're comfortable with Sampson, Jerome Ford, and probably Pierre Strong heading into the season?
Yeah, I don't know that Pierre's between the tackles. I don't really know what he does well. But yeah, I'm comfortable with the two, with Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson, and then finding the third back. Let me put it this way. It's Quinshon's absence, if he does end up getting suspended, is not going to be the difference between that running game being good or not. Because I don't like, even, okay, if Quinshon doesn't get suspended and he's there week 1, yeah, I'd rather have that because then I have a plethora of 3 running backs I really like. But I don't know, like, we say bell cow back. Yeah, I think Quinshon's going to be a guy that can get a lot of touches. Do I think he's going to be a top 5 running back? It's not really my expectation. My expectation is for, like, Nick Chubb was one of the rare guys who he played in front of good O-lines and was dominant. Nick played in front of hurt O-lines and was dominant. That's not, none of these three guys to me are that until proven otherwise, because there's only like 3 to 5, maybe 6 running backs at any given time that are productive no matter what happens in front of them.
I think a lot of people, maybe their excitement just came as, you know, they look at this offense as a whole, and you look at Quinshon Judkins as the guy that's probably going to lead the, you know, team in total touchdowns.
People people needed him to replace Nick Chubb.
So you take that away, and I think there is a little bit of worry, but I'm with you.
The only thing I'll say about that real quick, because I won't give you another second here.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about that is, I think in the first place, the idea of any one player replacing Nick Chubb, and I'm not just talking about the off-the-field stuff. I'm talking about...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What he did on the field, I always thought that was a little foolhardy. Even for Quinshon, like, it almost wasn't fair to put Quinshon and be like, well, he better be a 1,200. Okay, that might happen. He also might be a guy that splits carries with Ford and Sampson.
Yeah.
And we don't have any... You can have the one of the top five running games in the NFL, And none of the three guys are the top dog. It's just a accoutrement of the three of them.
Well, look around the league. I mean, that's what the Chiefs have done kind of in the entire Patrick Mahomes era in life after Kareem Hunt, is they have just continued to stitch together backfields of guys that they like that could play that kind of, you know, offensive style that Andy Reid, you know, puts out there, and it works. You know, that's kind of how the running back position has gone outside of the Saquon Barkleys and the Nick Chubbs that are the bell cows. I do wonder, though, if the Browns have their eyes on any of the free agent running backs that are out there just to take a little bit of the pressure off of Dylan Sampson, because they were obviously going into the season imagining a world where Quinshon and Dylan were going to split snaps in the backfield. I think is probably should have been the school of thought going into this thing.
I think this is where we've slept on Jerome. He's not great between the tackles, and that has to be stated. That's his weak spot compared to him in the pass game or him in the run. Him in the pass game or him in the outside run. But I still think Jerome is going to be just fine. I honestly think guys like Jerome was really productive behind an awful offensive line last year. So all of a sudden you put him in front of a healthy offensive line, you might be able to really get kind of a lightning in a bottle season, even if you have to supplement that other part.
You just hit on it, too. I do think a lot of people just look at the stats for Jerome Ford over the last 2 years, and it doesn't scream Nick Chubb. It doesn't scream a guy that, hey, we just lost this franchise icon and this guy that could pop off for 1,000 rushing yards on even his worst of seasons, and you're going to replace him with Jerome Ford, who had 800 yards of rookie, 560-some yards last year. Maybe that is where fans are a little bit frustrated with, the Jerome Ford.
I think so, but I think the Browns have already told you they're not going to commit long-term money with the way they restructured his contract this year. So
wouldn't be here if he didn't take that pay cut.
So it's very unlikely that Jerome's going to be after this year. He still probably deserves more respect. And here's the thing. If we're going to go, he's not Nick Chubb, you have to go that with Quinshon and Dylan until they show that on the field that they can be that guy. So to the idea of the Browns needing insurance, do you think they need it? Because to me, it's I think when you start to look at the free agents that are out there, and you can throw out some names if you like, all of them are league average replacements. So the guys you have in camp are probably just as good as those, because you're not replacing Quinshon. There's no Quinshon Judkins out there available today at any age, at any level of availability in free agency. So your great hopes are either one springs free in free agency, a la a Nick Chubb if he doesn't make the roster in Houston, or your hope is, whether it's Pierre Strong or any of the other backs you have in camp, you can supplement some of that with one of those guys. You said something I don't think that... I think we're a very old school thinking football town, meaning, All right, here's your bell cow back. He gets 300 touches a year. Here's your number one wide receiver. Here's your number one tight end. And it's okay, but that doesn't exist. That running back room, and I know Saquon was great last year. I know there are individually great running backs. 60% of the league is doing backs by committee. And by the way, they're also having a lot of success doing that. And by the way, what's one of the hallmarks of the analytics community? You don't pay running backs, and you supplement all of that production by committee. I think that's where the Browns are going to go, even if Quinshon wasn't getting suspended.
And it is probably the way that they should go. I just worry about a time 6 or 7 weeks into this Browns season when they're ready to hand the quarterback, keys off to Shador, Dylan Gabriel. I would like to have a really nice running game.
Yeah,
and I don't know that six or seven games into the year that I'm going to have a really nice running game. I think it might be okay, but I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to wow people.
I think that's about the O-line. I think any scenario in which the O-line is substandard or injury-prone or whatever, it immediately, that run game's not going to be good enough, no matter who the quarterback is. So, I honestly think the thing we have not talked enough about is, wins and losses are going to have a huge impact on when you go to the rookies. I'll feel most comfortable putting a rookie out there when I know DeJuan's got left tackle locked down, when everybody else is healthy, and they're thriving in this scheme. I would start the rookies week one because I'm let's rip this damn Band-Aid off. But to me, the number one reason why you should wait is let's see that O-line get to itself. Because if you're 0-6, but the O-line's great, hell, put them out there week 7. And so, but that all kind of ties into the run game, what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a good point, because how many times have we seen quarterback switches happen just because you feel like you have to make a switch and the quarterback goes out there behind an awful offensive line and they just never really stood a chance.
But I think it's all, with this offense, we really kind of have to really think about it. The moving, it's, if you look at the individual pieces, there are so many more talented offenses out there in terms of wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, O-lines, even if this O-line is healthy, certainly quarterback. So it's going to be, is the ecosystem healthy? And that's not sexy, and that's not like, it's not simple, because you take one piece out of this, even if it's like a tertiary piece, you're still going to go, well, but yeah, that piece, that third level piece probably mattered to them more than it would to the Kansas City Chiefs, like you've kind of talked about.
I can't interest you in Ezekiel Elliott.
No.
Gus Edwards.
Is Gus healthy? I thought Gus was banged up, but probably no.
Jamal Williams.
No.
Jeff Wilson.
No, he's also not a between the tackles guy. He's kind of more of like a Jerome Ford.
Jermichael Hasty.
No.
Man, we're getting deep on this list.
You're saying some names here that just Amir make me Abdullah. Sad.
This and these are the top names.
Amir's another gadget guy, but receiving guy.
I haven't even scrolled, so I think I'm kind of making
point
for you.
Do you want to scroll? Let's scroll together.
John Kelly is
we had him, didn't we? Oh, no, that was the Chargers. I was thinking of a different Kelly.
John Kelly's
been on. Right. Yeah, that was the one that we had.
Preseason hero. Kelly's here every preseason.
Who's the Kelly in the Chargers? Was it the same guy? We had a Kelly. And his name sounded like John. I'm not, but again, league replacement. Who
Chris,
else?
Chris Evans is a scroll name.
You mean Captain America?
The former Cincinnati Bengal.
Oh, okay. That's a different Chris Evans. There's more than one.
You want to pick on a division rival here? Could I interest you in Owen Wright? It's a real name.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I didn't make that up.
That'd be a wrong decision for me.
Who was a Raven?
Okay. Is this like a creative player that they had to use? Like that sounds like a creative player. Owen Wright? I mean, not even EA Sports with their Madden and College Football 2026 names got this Owen Wright. 216-474-0092. Do the Browns need insurance on Quinshon Judkins? Meaning, do they need to bring in another back here? I don't know how much a back is going to make. They're all kind of league replacement once you get past where the Browns and other teams are kind of picking up there. And relatability has come to the game, the sport of golf. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Daryl Ryder was telling me on the Sunday show he's in the market for a hat, and he's not a hat guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a dome for a hat.
He really doesn't. However, he's trying to identify what would be a good hat for him because he's getting ready to stand out in Berea in the hot sun, and the sun's going to be beating down on his face.
He's not going to do one of those summer hats, is he?
So he's in the market for a hat. I did tell him, and it was maybe a little tongue-in-cheek advice as somebody that's also going to be out there at training camp. I told him that if the whole purpose of the hat, if it wasn't a fashion statement, it was just to seriously keep the sun out of his eyes, look into a bucket hat, look into like a sun hat, like a vacation-y sun hat for Daryl.
I can see it. I actually don't think he would look that bad in it. I think he'd look worse if he did what I do, which is the ball cap, which is turned back around. I don't think he could pull that off.
I don't think so either. No.
But you're right. I kind of think like Daryl, like 50 years ago, would be a guy wearing a fedora, and you're like, this just isn't playing. Like, oh, hey, it's bowler hats are back, and Daryl Ryder would try it. It just wouldn't. And listen, I don't either. I can only, watch me try and wear a cowboy hat. I look ridiculous. One, it's got to be a big-ass cowboy hat. I got a huge melon on me.
Oh, me
I mean,
too.
This thing is problematic. Like, I remember in football camp when they had to order me a special sized helmet because that's how big my dome was. And by the way, didn't stop me from practicing, which didn't stop me from breaking teeth that I still have to deal with now. We were smart. We were young and smart. But yeah, anything else? Like I would love to wear a cowboy. I would love to wear any hat. I just look like such a jabroni that I can't put myself out in that way. Cause if I know, listen, I'm way hard on myself. If I know I don't look good, I expect you to call me out on it, and I'm just not there. Right?
Yeah, so like maybe bucket hat was the wrong word because I don't need him to look like like a 2000s rapper at training camp.
That's exactly what I need him to look like.
But I think maybe a fisherman hat is more so what I was.
I was
after
thinking like Joe
like something
C.
with the rope, something with
oh,
the
yeah,
rope.
That's, so
under
we're
the
talking
chin.
About the same thing. Yeah. But yeah, the problem is you're not going fishing; you're in Berea. It does like a fisherman's hat doesn't look all that professional. Now I hate to be that guy because I'm wearing an Avengers shirt and I'm a 39-year-old man wearing a backwards ball cap. So I clearly, but like that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Reporters are held to a different regard.
That is true,
Mac.
See, the other part too for Daryl is that I feel like if he tried to go with your backwards hat style, the problem is that he definitely would get sunburned, and then he would have the permanent hat sunburn tan on his forehead.
I don't even think that's in the top five of the problems with Daryl's with hats, though. I think that's
also fair.
It's the size of the head. Like, not a shot, but he could.
Yeah. By the way, we know on the show when you say not a shot, it almost certainly is a shot. But go ahead.
If he were to go with like the fitted backwards cap, like the look that looks good on Nick,
yeah, nice save.
He could probably pull one off like the youth rack.
Yeah, he does have a tiny dome, too. Yeah, that's a really good point.
So it just wouldn't look right.
I also think it's the shape. So two other things. Yeah, look at the face and how the face is framed by the hat. We can only work with so much here. And the other one is just like, what is your dome shaped like? Like, this is why I have receding hair and I have a little bit of bald spot on the back. I'm not shaving my head because I wouldn't look good with it. They're just certain, like there are certain people who don't look good in hats, and there are certain people who don't look good bald. I'm one of them. So I either got to go to Turkey and cough up some money, get a little Turkish hair stamp there, or just got to wear a ball cap all the time.
Ball cap's a good look. I like it.
I mean, you're saying that because I'm right here.
No, but
I'm sure because when you're with your...
You could pull it off, though, is the thing. Like
or is it
I
just
pull
that I've normalized
cap?
It to a point that everyone's like, well, it's a part of his look. It doesn't matter how good it looks.
But no, because the thing is like, even if Daryl committed to the backwards ball cap, the way that you have committed, it's not going to...
It's a really good point.
Yeah, like it's never going to gel for him.
I also think here's something that we're showcasing in real time here. You and I don't know a lot about hats. We've mentioned like three hat ideas here, right? We've mentioned like the old-timey fedoras. We've mentioned bucket hats. We've mentioned fisherman hats. And we mentioned baseball caps. Like, I will say, I don't know that we're the guys to help him decide this. In fairness, like I'm looking at types of hats right now. Like the old, the newsboy caps, that he would not have that. No. He would look like somebody that would be hanging out at a jazz club and get kicked out for looking too much. You know what I mean?
Or like the guy in the old timey films that's standing on the corner handing out newspapers.
Yeah. And Daryl's Daryl's too old for that. I thought about it and I was like, he said worse things. He's made fat jokes about me. I can make a you're older than me and you're too old to wear that kind of hat.
That's kind of the issue with the bucket hat as well.
Yeah, bucket hats, right? Well, I mean, old dudes wear bucket hats, but that's a sign that they've given up.
Right.
And Daryl can't give up. He's got too much time to kind of be a professional and whatnot.
See, the other thing too is that I've seen other hats before that are like, you have the solar panels on the hat in order to charge your phone. I could see Daryl trying to go down that road.
Oh, he would not survive that.
A gadget hat?
A gadget hat. I might force him to quit
about his phone. He's always complaining about his phone being dead in Berea. It would alleviate a lot of his problems there, Mac, if he could just build a USB-C charger into that bad boy and plug it right in.
What about a straw hat? Has that got too much of a connotation from a bygone era that we don't want to talk about?
Yeah.
Straw hats are a rough pull.
Well, I think a straw hat and I think of like farming.
What about a visor?
Not covering the brows.
Ooh. What about like a golf hat, visor hat? Because he's got a good head of lettuce. He can still do the lettuce thing, and then he protects the face. I think it's a little bit of, and it's kind of like a nerdier, sometimes golf douche kind of look right there that I think he could really pull off.
And like a journalistic type, like you could look professional in a visor.
Okay. Professional adjacent. I think that's the bet. I don't think there's anything about visor. Maybe college football coaches have made a little glow up here.
That is true.
I don't know how to say professional, but I don't think it looks unprofessional.
Right. I think it's like in the journalism field, I think a visor is professional. Like if you were to sit down, like if you were outside with a journalist that was writing a feature story on you and your career in radio, and you were out at the park that you walked at today, and the journalist showed up in a visor, I don't think you would think that that's an appropriate attire for the journalist to be wearing, I feel like.
I'm pretty judgy. I'd probably be like, what the hell's up with that hat? You know me, I can't resist whatever the elephant in the room is or whatever somebody doesn't want to talk about is the first thing that I want to talk about. Is that too rough on you today?
I had a good time.
I'm trying to look at some of these other hats. Oh, beret. Can you imagine Daryl?
We.
So Queen Sean.
We gotta send him to London and just send him in a
Shador, your throw. It was magnificent. Not great. What happened?
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
However, it's hard for me to see a world where he gives Shador a compliment.
That's true.
I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
Shador, I used to think you were a caca, but now with this hat, I have to say you've opened my eyes.
The speeding tickets made me much upset.
I also go 101 in a 60. Ha ha!
You turned into Dracula at the end there.
Yeah. No one said we could hold a great accent. What
a disaster.
What hat should Daryl Ryder wear out of camp? I'm seeing all these ones. Wide brim hat. Hilarious. Cocktail hat. That has another connotation.
Bowler hat.
No, Daryl's not a bowler hat guy.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my! It's like a Three Stooges hat. It's from like the 1930s.
No, not that. Not that. Nobody could wear that. Nobody's a bowler hat guy. Not anymore.
A Cossack hat. Here's Daryl straight from Serbia to give us the Browns report. John Fanta in 5 minutes talking hats on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.